for the very last time, we talk about what day is it today with Eleanor. Hi, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm pretty all right. You're heading off, mate. You've had enough of this shindig, enough of these early mornings and dealing with me.
Well, I'm going on a holiday for 3 months, so... you know, I can't be here if I'm on holidays. And look, I've noticed you've got two new producers.
You couldn't phone in? You couldn't do anything like that? Don't want to use Zoom?
Well, I could.
When you're in a different time zone, you might be on a time zone where being involved in breakfast radio is a little bit more reasonable. Well, you do so while you're having a, I don't know, what's your pina colada? You a pina colada drinker?
Well, I don't know, give me a Pinot Gris or something. I don't know. Or just a beer.
Well,
I'm okay with a beer. As long as it's not... As long as it's not craft beer.
Oh, right. Well, jeez, I don't know about that.
Not into that. Just want a regular lager.
Before we go, usually you'll let us know what day it is today. And besides being Monday the 24th of April, what day is it today, Eleanor?
Well, today, Danny, I found a real day, believe it or not. But alas, it's not the most comfortable subject to joke about, unfortunately. Well, today is World Day for Animals in Laboratories.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
It's a serious topic.
It's a serious topic, but I won't get too heavy in it. I think we'll just keep it skirt around the edges so no one's uncomfortable.
But, like, I mean, is this a problem in Australia? Surely we don't test on animals that often. We'd have standards in place, wouldn't we?
Well, we do. But you know what? Australia is the fourth largest user of animals in the world, behind China, Japan and the US.
Oh, my goodness. What are we using these animals for?
Well... Unbelievable stuff. But 7 million animals are used in Australia.
For research.
Yeah, for research and training and stuff like teaching. And there are standards, but the industry is self-regulated. The federal government, through the National Health and Medical Research Council, they hand out hundreds of millions of dollars every year, yet there are no independent assessments, procedures in place. So, you know, how can they review the outcome of the research if it's self-regulated? There should be, I don't know, well...
I imagine some animal research is somewhat moral and ethical, like I guess taking photos of kangaroos for tourism brochures and things like that.
Well, yeah, hardly research.
All right. Well, what is? Dare I ask what sort of research these animals are being used for?
Well, some of them are used to find out how toxic fertilizer and weed killer is.
Oh,
and
geez.
These dogs. Have got tubes going down their throat.
Dogs?
Yeah, and they're forced to put this... They force this weed killer into their bodies to see how they react. And just really awful things like that. So I thought, jeez. I won't go into any more... Or maybe the monkeys, you know, they put live... Like those... What are those strobe things? Those...
Oh, I know things, the things, Joey. You know, things I'm talking about. Sticky things you put on your top of your head that they
have
in science
fiction
movies.
Yeah, but they put it straight on their brain.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. It's just really awful stuff. So I thought, well, just to have people aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you thought you'd end your regular segment here on the program on a really humorous note.
Well, yes, it's not the most fun one.
Is there anything we can do today? Is there any way that we can observe this day with which to show our protest of these practices?
There is. And there is one good thing that has come out in the last couple of years, that there is no animal testing allowed on cosmetics anymore.
Okay, then.
Yep, except this is a crazy thing. People bring in cosmetics into Australia, can't test on animals, but China demand that they test on animals. So if you're using a company from France, for your cosmetics, and they're selling to China. So how can they be one or the other?
Jeez, I don't know. And I didn't really mind cosmetic testing on animals too much because I find some breeds of dogs to be fairly intimidating, but not as much if they're wearing rouge and makeup and so on and so forth, and a nice eyeliner. Something
you like the eyeliner?
Yeah, it's good.
But you know that fish is one of the most popular...
Tested on animals.
No. Fish are being used as laboratory rats now. They're now, it's zebrafish, the most second common animal. Yeah, I didn't know that. But okay, what we can do, okay, if you're a student, you can refuse to use animals in your work, in your research.
Okay.
Only donate to charities that do not fund animal experiments.
Okay, and these are things that are listed available online where you can find this out? Yep.
Yeah. You can buy only products that are not tested on animals, and you check in the cruelty-free list. And I thought I'd do that, so I thought I'd check my toothpaste.
Yes. Mm. Don't say the brand.
No, I won't, but it wasn't on the list.
Oh, right.
So I have to change toothpaste.
Jeez, what sort of animals are they I know. What are toothpaste they... on? Like sharks or something like that with intimidating teeth?
Why would they need to? Like, surely toothpaste has been around for so long they don't need to test anymore.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are. I mean, if the commercials are anything to go by, there's constant new innovations in the world of toothpaste.
Whitener. Yes, you can tell by my teeth I don't use those. But anyway.
Your teeth are beautiful.
So you can demand the government to commit to supporting more humane and scientifically valid non-animal methods of research.
Yep.
Or you can change to a vegan diet, because once you're healthy on a vegan diet, you don't need research to find all these underlining things that might be wrong with you.
Ah, well, there you go. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel and some things you can do to support animals here on this day, World Day of Animals in Laboratories. Before you go, Eleanor, might I just say, on behalf of myself and the rest of the 2SER breakfast team, the 2SER Massive, we wish you all the very best for your three-month holiday.
Thank you, Danny.
I might have to play 100 Days Off by Underworld for you a little bit later on. That sounds like a pretty appropriate song to say farewell to you.
It does, indeed.
But in the meantime, while you're off partying overseas, this one might... provide a bit of guidance for you. It's the Golden Gay Times from their Hottest Buggery album. This one's called Swipe Right, Swipe Left.
Right. Well, I'll keep that in mind for when we're traveling with my sons, because that's what they that's what they'll be doing.
Oh, as if you're not into it. Thanks, Eleanor.
Thanks, Danny. I'll keep trying to listen to you.
Send a postcard.
I'll send a postcard.